Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Welcome, I'm Jen Sullivan.
I'm gonna ask my last name. I'm Jess Matlin.
You know, I do that because I changed my last name. I'm still trying to remind myself I'm not Goldstein, you know?
Well,
I don't know.
I just felt like I had to add my last name. I don't know why. I felt like we were going formal.
We are, and we have Erin Kleinberg. Everybody's got two names today.
Yeah, we're going, we're doing two today. Okay, listen, Erin Kleinberg, I am so happy she is in our stew today. Erin Kleinberg is the founder of Cydia. She's also founded three other brands in her lifetime. This is her fourth brand, okay? Cydia, we'll talk about her other brands, which, like, by the way, you probably know at least two of them.
Yeah.
She founded Cydia, which is this beautiful, like, bath and body care brand. But when she talked to Cydia, when she talked to me about Cydia, I was really taken with her whole mission statement. She was like, I want to own the bathroom. And I was like, wait, hold the phone, own the bathroom. What does that mean? And we started talking about the bathroom as this sanctuary. And I don't know about you, but the past couple of years, I find myself like really finding the bathroom as like a space. I don't know if it's because like I go in there to hide or I go in there to like spend more time on my skincare or attempt to. The bathroom is a very special place, especially if you're listening to Fat Mascara. It probably is like your space for skincare or doing your makeup or your shower or whatever. What is
or
like
escaping your children, like Kristen Bell told us she does in her bathroom.
Yes. Yeah. Escape. Or just.
Always think about her like just escaping into the bathtub and then like her kids, little fingers under the door, just like.
Yeah, it's your sanctuary.
Yeah.
And listen, you might be thinking, well, mine's not a sanctuary. Mine's a damn wreck. Or like I share it with like three roommates or like my whole family. That's okay. We're, like we realize like we don't all have aspirational bathrooms, but like, wouldn't it be nice? And what could we do to try to add some elements of that, or like do a little clear out or get a great oil for the shower, or what can we do to try to get Aaron there?
Yeah.
Aaron is going to like try to get us to that place. So that's why I was so excited to have her on. So that's why we have Aaron on. She's going to help us try to get closer to that place.
And brief little bio on Aaron. She started Coveteur. She founded her own fashion company before that, but in 2010, she started that. And then she left in 2014, went to do freelance design, and she founded Metier, an agency for advertising and brand building. Clients, listen, her whole client list, they're some of our favorite brands. A lot of beauty people. Mega Babe, Augustin Espadar, Way Hair Care, Maybelline, Say. Anyway, last year, like Jess said, she founded Cydia, apparel and lifestyle company, in honor of her grandmother, which we'll talk about. She's a mom of two, lives in Toronto with her husband, and now she's here in our virtual studio.
Okay, Erin, I'm so happy you're here. Like, I woke up excited knowing that you were coming into the Fat Mascara virtual studio. You are in Canada right now, right?
Yep, Toronto.
Because you are Canadian. It's a fun fact for our listeners. And you were chilling in your Cydia, like, tracksuit. I love it. It's like a jade green. Yeah. Check it out on her website. We're gonna get to Cydia. We're gonna get to the brand, the whole thing in a bit. But first, I want to go back. You have such an impressive resume. But I want to start at the very bottom, like the bottom. Okay.
Scraping the barrel. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, it's not the bottom because it's actually pretty fabulous in my opinion. You were an intern for W Magazine, and just a little sidebar, I also worked at W. I was a beauty assistant and we barely crossed paths.
Which year?
I left in 2006 as a beauty assistant.
I came in 2007. Wow. Missed connections.
But I think when 2007, I would still describe that as an era, that's a tough word to say, an era that in fashion, I would describe it as character building.
One way to put it, yes.
Yes. It's not exclusive to W. I just mean like, because I had an amazing time there. I thought it was very special place.
Totally.
But in fashion, in the fashion magazine world, that was definitely a character building time. Some people die in fashion magazines. Like, you know, like they never kind of thrive.
Yeah.
But you thrived.
Thank you.
You went on to co-found two major fashion brands, and one of them a fashion media brand, Coveteur and Metier. Can you tell us what those are?
For sure. So I guess, you know what, I'm actually going to peel it back one layer before Jess, because there was a company in between interning and Coveteur.
Oh, you started, you're a true entrepreneur. Okay, go back, but I left one out.
Okay, we left one out. So, because it all kind of, everything builds on top of each other in my career. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, you guys. This is literally the highlight of my life. I feel like I've been jonesing to be on Fat Mascara forever. And everyone I know is like, holy shit, are you ready for this? Like, are you good? And I'm like, prep. So,
wait, did you do any prep?
No.
I meant like push-ups. I don't mean like writing out answers.
I did my breath work. I did my prep. I did my whole bathroom routine, which you are definitely going to hear about. But
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, after I interned, I really wanted to get a job in your lovely country of America, but I couldn't get a visa. And I interviewed at Chanel like 5 times and they were about to pull the trigger, but couldn't get a visa. So I came back to Toronto and I was like, what can I do? There's such a small magazine industry here. There's like 2 jobs I could get. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to make apparel. I'm just going to take all these amazing vintage scarves from my great grandmother and like cook them up into tops and sort of see if I can make a go at it. And it was just really interesting because no one at the time was doing this preneur thing. Nobody had a side hustle. It was like very weird that I was going to just do my own thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was 21 years old and I actually ended up getting into Barney's New York. And then I made my way over to Neiman's and Saks and Nordstrom until the point where Barney's was like, wait, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like there's an exclusive here. So anyways, long story
short. What was the name of that brand?
It was Aaron Kleinberg, my name.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I ended up over the next 3-4 years selling to like 80 stores worldwide. And it became just like really casual t-shirts and tops and dresses with like really fun embellishments. It had like chain and beating, and like the Kardashians wore it. And I was always showing up on Gossip Girl, and like, it was just this pure fearlessness that was like, you can do anything, you know? And it was amazing. And I learned how to be a preneur at a really young age, didn't know how to sew or anything, and just figured it out with partners. And, you know, and then in 2010, Steph and I, a friend of mine, Steph Mark, we went to see The Social Network, and we came out of that movie being like, oh my God, we should start a website. Like, Tommy Tan is running all over the world shooting people at fashion shows, but maybe, just maybe, we could go into people's homes and shoot their closets. And like, it was the weirdest idea and concept.
Such a simple idea though.
Yeah, so simple. But it was at a time where people were becoming so voyeuristic. It was the beginning of social media, and people were at home on their phones, and kind of, it made sense at the time. And so we called up a bunch of different people and we're like, we're going to come shoot your closet, Eugene Tong. We're going to come shoot you, you know, Joanna Hillman. And they were like, what are these three weird Canadian kids doing in my like underwear drawer? Like, what's happening here? But nonetheless, you know, we built a global publication, really. I mean, you know, at the time of launch, we had partnerships with Vogue and Elle simultaneously, which is kind of a no-no. But the insight there was people wanted to see the behind the scenes of how people live and how they style themselves and their homes and what that juxtaposition looks like. And was monumentally genius. I mean, Drake invested in the company, really learned how to do fundraising, and people consume this content till today. So really was a fascinating experience.
Very cool. And then what happened with Couture? Because you're no longer with Couture.
Exactly. So I left Couture in 2013, 2014. And, you know, I really realized that I loved telling stories of brands through our editorial lens. And, you know, we really created the shelfie and were really a part of creating what the aesthetic looked like in those days. But at this time, I wanted to help brands tell their own stories and be behind the scenes. You guys know being an editor is quite taxing, and it's like very like you're always on. And like, I learned how to like get drunk at all these events and like not even be drunk because I was working. And it was like, I wanted to be behind the scenes.
It's called a wine spritzer.
It's called a wine spritzer.
Jen loves a wine spritzer. Oh. You hydrate and drink at the same time.
Really smart. I love that. And so I was like, I'm going to, you know, I started this company, Mattia Creative, with Stacey Brockman, who is an employee of Couture. And we were just like, let's go back to all of these people we worked with, all these brands that we worked with at the Cove, and see if they want to work with us in this new capacity, like essentially for them, you know, and really just branding, DNA work, go-to-market, content. I mean, we're such content monsters, right? So called up Dior, called up JBrand. We're like, hey, we're going to launch this company where we help brands. It's called an ad agency. And they were like, okay, we'll try you out, you know? And one of our first calls was to Jen Atkin. She was starting Way Hair Care at the time and sent an email being like, I need a social media manager. And we were like, Jen, do you want to hire an agency? And she's like, absolutely, yes. And from that point on, we just catapulted it into this illustrious career helping beauty brands. Like, it's been every beauty brand, you know, I feel like we've been there with them along the way. So yeah,
amazing.
It's Metier.
Where did this drive come from? I mean, you said like when you went to the closet and then you started doing your own, you know, brand of apparel, you were kind of fearless, but was it like naivete, or were you like, I'm going to get out of Canada and make it in New York? Like, where does that come from? Is it your parents, or do you have a mentor? Is it just kind of innate?
Yeah, I think it kind of is innate. Always was very entrepreneurial as a kid, like making my beads and selling them at a lemonade sale or whatever. But I think, to be honest, and this is interesting, my parents were very focused on my brother, who's a bit younger than me, being a veterinarian. He always wanted to do that, and they knew his path. And with me, they'd be like, and you, I don't know what you're going to do because you're just so creative.
Go get him, kiddo.
Like, we're not 100% clear. And I kind of think that that pushed me in a weird way because they didn't push me in a tremendous way. So I learned to push myself, and I knew I was creative, and I knew that I loved magazines and tear sheets and like that world to me. Like, I don't want to admit it, but like, I grew up watching The Hills, you know, like I'm that millennial. That's who I am. And I loved fashion. I love the idea that
Erin, you're a girl boss.
I know. I'm not a girl. I grew up in a girl boss era, Jen. That is what
I know. I know it. It's gotten a bad rep lately, but I don't think that's anything to be.
What are your feelings on that word, girl boss?
So I don't love it. I think it really denotes kind of a triggering time for a lot of people. I think people like me grew up in that era, like to your point about character building, of interning in those days, like it was a Devil Wears Prada type environment. And I, you know, you kind of felt like you had to be this like girl boss to make it happen. And I think what's happened for me personally in the last, you know, 2-3 years is like an unlearning of that. And really like, how can I support my team in like a new way? And yes, maybe there were times in the past where I was a shitty boss when I was 25 and didn't know and threw my power around. But now it's all about like work-life balance, the mental health of the team. How are we going to do this thing that we love and build and grow and learn together, but do it in like a sustainable way? You know, sustainability is not just about the environment, it's about humans. And so
yeah,
I actually am okay with the fact I grew up in that era and lived through some of that and am so inspired by what the future holds. And like, I like learning from Gen Z. I like to see what their perspective is on work and how we can make this thing happen, but in a sustainable way.
Quick sidebar. When I was at W, we all went to go see a premiere, like a, you know, not like, yeah, like a little like, you know, tiny premiere of Devil Wears Prada. And then I remember we all walked back and my friend said, "Too close to the bone."
Triggering. Just
quiet.
Totally. No,
triggering.
It's triggering.
It was so funny. Anyway, let's talk about so your funny. New brand, yes. Cydia.
Yes.
Who is Cydia?
So Cydia, the woman, is my grandmother who passed away right at the beginning of the pandemic. And she was the ultimate matriarch of our family. She was a Holocaust survivor, immigrant to this country, lived a million lives in the 79 years that she lived. And she kind of just was like the godmother figure of everything. She made it all work. She orchestrated it all. We listened to her and sort of everything that I know and learn in life. Like I got my fashion sense from her and her sense of intuition and gut instinct. Like that all comes from the matriarchal figures. Like her mother as well was just totally the same. And so, you know, the pandemic hit. Unfortunately, I had to lay off a lot of my employees at Metier because like all of our production clients canceled. And I was just like, what is going on? Wasn't really sure what would happen, but I thought, you know, I need to channel my grief and my loss and my creativity in a new way with Cydia. And so I just felt like, you know, I've studied luxury brands for the last 12 years. I've been to all the haute couture, you know, salons. We named our company Metier after the Metier d'Art, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with from Chanel, which is all of their haute couture partners. And I just, yeah, it was like, I want to build a modern day luxury brand in the name and honor of my grandmother. And, you know, she was embarrassed of her name. And so I want to put her name in lights and create beautiful.
She was embarrassed of her name.
Yeah, she didn't love her name. I think in Canada, it's not a very, in Toronto, it's not a very popular name. And I think it just kind of reminded her of like this really tough upbringing that she had and she didn't love it. So to me, the fact that I can like glamorize it in this way and sort of bring it, you know, bring it to this community makes me so happy. And, you know, my passion is creating products that like make people feel like they can just be more themselves and like live easier and better and more comfortable. And that's our jam.
I think that's a really beautiful tribute to put her name in a new context. So I was really interested in the brand and the products, which, you know, you'll tell us about during our chat, but it was when we were talking about it, I was so interested in the mission. You said, "Jess, I want to own the bathroom." And I was like, it's because we'll talk, Cydia has, you know, beautiful products for the bath and body, products that belong in your bathroom. But I was like, okay, wait, own the bathroom. I was like, okay, ambitious. What does that mean?
Well, it's funny because I feel like in the couture days, like we kind of owned the closet, you know, and we brought light to this place that sometimes can be like a dark, deep, dark hole of nothingness. We kind of opened it up and shared people's stories in terms of, you know, where they got all those pieces and how they came to be in their closets. And so when I had the opportunity to build my home, the architect was like, "We're going to build you this crazy ass closet." And I was like, no. I'm done with the closet. I need the bathroom to be like spectacular because I spend 2 seconds in the closet and I spend hours in the bathroom, whether that's my own things or with my children or like hosing Parker down in the shower. Like you're always in that room. I feel like so much happens in there. So I got the opportunity to create this bathroom the way I wanted it with the medicine cabinet, and we'll get to that. But I just feel like as a working mom of two businesses, two kids, that place has become like my sanctuary and my oasis. And, you know, it's the only time I have to myself, and I'm a spa obsessive and, you know, and even I came to beauty later in my career because I was really hardcore in fashion, and Jen Atkin was the one that kind of turned that around for me in a funny way. Cause then from that, it's just stemmed so much in beauty. So I'm kind of new to it. It's interesting.
do you like beauty better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, why did I not start in beauty? Jess, why didn't you tell me?
I met you. That's
where the nice people are.
Beauty is so democratic, right? Anyone can love it and do it. Mm-hmm. And fashion is like, you know, also back to the old days of fashion. Like, I don't know. I'm not a size 4. I couldn't fit into any of those things. I couldn't relate to any of that. And with beauty and wellness, it's like, it's for everybody.
I really felt that way at W. And I listen, yeah. I loved the fashion people at W were really nice. You know, they're nice to me. They're really nice to me.
Yeah.
But I really felt very comfortable and in my space. And I felt like I had authority in that space because it was like, well, perfume fits everyone, you know?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
But most people, listen, we're talking about creating a beautiful sanctuary for ourselves. Yep. I love that you got to build your own bathroom. That's amazing. I aspire.
Very spoiled. I know. Yes, yes.
No, I'm not calling you spoiled. You earned it. You built three businesses.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, when I moved into my place, like I got the bathroom I got. And I think a lot of the people who are listening probably didn't get to build their own bathroom. I want to talk about creating, you know, the most beautiful sanctuary that we can in the space that we have. What is like the first thing we do? I imagine that probably if I'm going to try to do an errand right now, I'm probably going to have to get rid of some of like the 45 products sitting on my small countertop, right? Yeah. We're going to do a bit of a product edit.
We're going to do a bit of an edit. Yeah. It's always about the edit. And, you know, I think like the first thing that happens when I get, because you guys get tons of product too, obviously, right?
It's a
lovely thing, but it's also a double-edged sword because you're just like, okay, there's too much shit here. The first thing I do is assess it. And I'm like, will I use this or not? And then I start gifting because it like things have shelf lives. And if I am not going to personally use it, then I want someone in my family or my friends to enjoy it. So that's like the first thing that
make a gift pile. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's unrealistic that you will be able to use all these products. Your skin will break out and you can't use everything. Right. So,
okay.
I think the next thing I do is like use a Sharpie because all the products have, I like write a little, you guys don't. Okay. So I have a Sharpie in my bathroom.
We both were like, go Sharpie, on Sharpie.
And I write on the back of the product, like when I open it, because products go bad and the actives, you know, become less powerful over time. Mm-hmm. So like, especially, you know, depending on what product it is. And so that's kind of one of the ways that I help get rid of the clutter. Cause I'm like, okay, dude, this is a year and a half old and it has a 6 month time after open.
Sure.
Yeah. So
okay. That little icon's on every product. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's from when you open it, by the way, guys, not when you buy it.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Good tip.
Yes. And then like, listen, if a product is like over its time, sometimes I'll just use it like on my hands or on my body. Like I try to like use everything up, but if you want to get the right benefit, sometimes it's a done deal. So yeah, the Sharpie's a good one. And then staying edited, like trying to just keep out or in a cabinet or in your drawer, the products you're actually using in an active rotation and storing the others somewhere else.
Wait. Out, cabinet, or drawer? How do we decide on
that? Okay. That's a great question. Storage.
Are we going by how frequently we use, what it looks like?
It's like a half-half ratio. There's a perfect balance with that, I think. Because I believe that like high design does make you feel better. And when it's on your counter, like—
Totally.
Like it's whatever. It's part of it. So I like to keep out the things that are like pure active rotation and look beautiful. And then in the medicine cabinet, it's like things in active rotation that maybe are less beautiful. And then like higher up on the medicine cabinet, I just will keep things that like I will never go throw away. There's certain bottles I have that are just so gorgeous that like I don't want to part with. So
I want to know, like, can you give us like, I think we're going to get to this like later, but just like, I want to know right now, what's something that is like, it's always out. It's so gorgeous.
Oh, Bred Beauty, like their hair oil is so beautiful. And like,
looks like a sculpture.
It's like a sculpture. Like, how can you not have that out? It smells great. It's a killer product. So I love that.
Okay.
I have a bunch of Chanel beauty products because I just love like the color of the toner and like the cleanser. Like, you know, it's like a beige champagne. Yeah, it's very pretty. I always have this out, ladies.
You're braless. I have, it's on my kitchen counter, which is kind of a weird place to have the braless candle.
That's totally great. You can have braless anywhere. So braless.
And my toast. Yeah.
Yeah. Braless and toast. I love it.
So that's your Cydia candle. Braless.
Got my Cydia candle. This is really pretty that I actually stole from my wedding at the Parker Hotel. They have these in the bathrooms. So I like to keep these.
It's an Hermes. She's showing us on the screen.
If you work at the Parker Hotel, stop listening.
Yes, I stole a soap. You know, I love a good...
I think that's like standard. I
love a good bar.
A lot of people take a soap from a hotel.
It's an Hermes soap and an Hermes soap dish from the Parker Hotel.
Exactly.
I mean, that's begging to be stolen.
Yeah, like for sure.
I once stole a cowshed soap from the Soho House.
Oh, Jen Sullivan.
The cowshed products are so freaking good.
Girls, it was bolted to the wall. And I was like, I think I'd slide that out of there. It was my younger days. I'm not proud of it, but it was before cowshed was like, I don't know, it was British, so it wasn't everywhere in New York. And I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
Good product.
So good.
So funny.
Wait, you just made me think of something, or I made me think of something, decanting. It's been very hot on TikTok with like the home edit and all this, and then people's pantries, like pouring the thing into another jar. Do you decant anything, even if it's like a cotton ball or whatever it is?
This is news to me. I haven't seen this trend. Oh my God, Jen, I need to get on the talk. No, have you tried it?
It's more for... It's like pantry, like they can't stand the sight of like the Cheez-It box. So we need to put all the Cheez-Its in a lovely clear container. So, you know what I mean?
So the thing about me is like, yes, I want to own the bathroom. It's my place of sanctuary, but it ain't perfect. You know, like I don't have like perfect organized all of my blushes and all like, that's not realistic, right? So like I do unpack and I do have, you know, some trips to the container store, but I think it's more about like taking the time each quarter to like do a thorough clean out, and you're not going to keep it perfect every day. That's not real, you know? So for me, it's, and I actually enjoy the cleaning out process because it's a bit relaxing, and I know.
Oh,
Jess,
I like to do a clean out.
You do it too.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to
it. It's
a
very rare, but I like to kind of like,
it's like visiting with old friends. You're like, oh, hello friend. Yeah. Where have you been? Or like, that girl, we don't need her. Let's put her in the giveaway box.
And that's how I truly feel about all these products. I know how much work these founders put into making these things. And so even if I'm living in a bit of a chaos, like I'm just so happy that all these things are around me because I know, I just know what a labor of love it is to make these things.
Yeah.
Once we've done our edit, can we talk about design decor? Mm-hmm. I mean, every brand you've ever created has a theme of being impeccably designed. Like, are there decor choices that even if we haven't designed our own bathroom, like that really you think make the difference? Like the little touches. What
totally,
are they?
Totally. Okay. So funny enough, my number one thing in a bathroom are the sconces. I don't know if you guys pay attention to sconces, but they can create such a mood. And in like, you know, if you want more of like a modern vibe, you can have brighter lighting, more bluish. And I think for me, I always want more romantic, warm, like gorgeous yellowy lighting. Uh-huh. And so I think my sconces like make my bathroom. And yeah, it's annoying to have to like get the, you know, the proper electrical to do that. But I think if you can add a sconce to your bathroom, like it is game changing.
Okay.
Jenna Lyons told us that she has them on the sides of the mirror in front of her instead of above.
Oh, Jenna Lyons' bathroom is so good. I love that woman. My sconces are between the medicine cabinet. So like right on the wall.
So they're like facing you, not like overhead light.
Facing
Because I have overhead light and I feel like I look in that mirror.
The medicine cabinet?
Like when I look at the mirror, the medicine cabinet is right here. And then the sconces are like right next to the mirror.
Okay.
Yeah. Like instead of above side. Your head.
They're not above. Oh no, they're not above. Yeah. Cause you can get ones that are above the mirror or beside.
I need to.
I don't know. I like the ones that are beside. Like it just elevates the whole room and the design of it. And it's a vibe.
Well, and you look better when you look in the mirror. Like, who wants overhead lighting?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, it's true. Like, and it helps you to put on your makeup because you actually have light, you know? So
now, do you put on your makeup in the bathroom?
I do.
Okay. Because I know some people do that elsewhere.
I know. I have to stand and I have to be in the bathroom. I don't know. I would never be able to do it sitting. It's like a weird juju. You have to know your...
You've never sat in the sink like when we were teenagers?
Maybe. I'm trying to think back in my mom's bathroom.
That's what we used to do to get closer to the mirror.
I know.
Anyway. Okay. So our sconces. What else? Design decor. Little touches.
Sconces.
Towels. So, yeah, soaps. Always, smells. Tell us.
Always, towels are very important to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Always trying to make this whole space feel like a spa. So like anything you can do that. So I think like, well, towels for sure. There's a brand I love called Baena. Do you guys know this brand?
No. Unfamiliar.
Oh, you're going to freak out.
How do you spell it?
B-A-I-N-A. Mm-hmm. And they just make gorgeous towels. And I don't know, sometimes I'll roll them up if I really want to make myself feel great. And sometimes they're thrown on the floor. But like, I think having nice towels, nice plush towels, or more like thinner kind of Turkish towels are really nice. I like to have like large ones so that I feel like I'm actually ensconced in them.
And like
so
a bath sheet.
A bath Jess sheet. Sorry, bath yeah, that's sheet. What I meant. Sheet. Yeah. Exactly.
What color are your towels? I'm curious.
I have, they're like a grayish with blue stripes in certain areas, and they all have like different variations of stripes. But the Baena ones are, they've got like really beautiful sage and ivory checkerboard. Obviously, like that checker Vans thing is so trendy right now. So I don't know, it's a nice pop, especially for a powder room too. And then I love my Cydia towel wrap because it's black. So whatever makeup or schmutz is in the bathroom doesn't really get on it. And it's Velcro, and it's just like, you know, you need, when you're doing your routine, it's perfect to wear.
Nice.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes.
minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs, one day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day, and we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
You mentioned your medicine cabinet and how, yes, like the less attractive, less used products are higher up. You made me think some people have one bathroom and even the guests are using that bathroom. Yep. What's your medicine cabinet strategy for your powder room or for when guests are coming over?
For sure.
Do you hide things?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe this is like the
when
old...
people like me come over.
Yeah. When Jen Sullivan comes over for a sleepover, I'm hiding my shit. That's for sure. Like, sorry, I wish I could say that like I'm fine with it all out, but bathroom stuff is so personal and it's so private, and I would be doing a good solid clean out if someone was coming, just because it's like, it's your...
Now, do you, when you go to somebody else's house, do you ever open the medicine cabinet?
That's a fucking good question.
You've already told us you've stolen from the Parker Hotel. So, wait, like, listen, just let it all out.
Have you guys not seen Father of the Bride?
I was just thinking about that. True millennials, guys, true millennials.
Father of the Bride, for those who haven't seen the first one, which in my mind is the only good one. Sorry, the sequel has its moments, but the first one was so good that the second one, in my mind, not up to snuff. Okay, first one, George Banks opens up the medicine cabinet. He's snooping in the daughter's new in-laws. Correct me, Aaron, fact check me, because I don't know it perfectly. When he opens up he's doing a snoop because he's like suspicious. He's like, these people think they're so good. They're like rich, right? So he opens up their medicine cabinet and like the whole thing like crashes down.
Yeah. And then doesn't he fall out of the window and fall into the
pool? He falls out the window because he finds a bank statement, like a bank book. And it is like the most amazing, but it's like so relatable. Yeah, totally. And then the dogs like chase him, then he falls out the window. It's so good.
So you're saying you snoop.
Don't be a snoop.
You're
Don't
saying
be
you snoop the cabinets, Jess Malin. That's what you're saying.
I don't, because if I saw that scene when I was like 7 years old and I was like, don't be, because I could see that shit happening to me. Excuse me.
Totally. I feel like I would think about it, but then I'd be nervous because I'm so like honest and Canadian, and I wouldn't do it.
I don't do it because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is like, I'm glad we found a point of differentiation between us.
Are you a snooper? Jay?
Yes, I assume everybody knows that everyone's... I'm not like looking to catch them with anything. Usually I want to see what products they have. I'm not about to read their medicines or anything like
that. That's what I thought
you
were doing. Like, you're trying to see what pills they're on.
Oh, no. I mean, no.
Just no. How medicated.
I just want to see the products. I mean, if it's turned towards me, I might peek at the label.
Totally.
But no. All right. So Erin assumes people are honest like her.
Yes.
And aren't going to go through the vanity.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
Me, exactly. I don't want to get in trouble.
But are there like touches in your powder room for guests? Yeah. We've talked about your bathroom that like, you know, it needs a good smell or anything that you like to do for a guest.
Yeah. Well, I actually have to mention, actually, I'll mention this later. As I said, I love these bar soaps. So there's a company called Soaps, S-S-S-O-A-P-S. And the founder literally like cooks these soaps like a loaf of bread, and then he cuts them and they're all marbled on the inside and they're all using natural ingredients and they smell fantastic. So I like to have a good powder room situation set up for people with the little towels and the soaps. And I think it's nice. You know, it's like a little luxury that you can, you know, have in the middle of the day. What else would I put? I mean, obviously we'd put our Cydia candles. We actually did this amazing collaboration with Japanese floral artist Megumi Shinozaki. And she made these dried floral arrangements in the inspired by Braless and Wired. So you can put them in your candle vessel after. And they just sit inside the candle vessel and they're so beautiful. So I like
So them. Tell us
what's yeah, tell us Braless and Wired.
Yeah, talk yeah, about okay, those sorry. Candles.
Okay. You know what? It's all like, I've become so obsessed with fragrance after this pandemic, because I think it's just a way for people to, it's like, you know, obviously a trend right now, but I don't know, it's a way to transport you back and take you into the future and kind of be nostalgic. And I'm just really in love with it and learning. So Braless and Wired are our first two candles from Cydia. And Braless really stemmed out of the idea that, like, what's the best feeling in the whole day? It's taking off your fucking bra. Like, everyone will relate to that, you know? Like,
yes.
There's nobody I've spoken to that's like, oh no, I love my bra and being perked up. It's like, hell no, take that thing off, you know? So I just love that idea. And I always think about that dichotomy that we live in between being braless in that unwind state of relaxation and ease and comfort, and then Wired, which is like, perk me up, get me up. These kids wake me up at 6:30 in the morning. Like, you know.
Oh, I thought it was underwire, like the bra candle and the braless candle. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. No, it's just two moods. And so braless is smoky and woodsy and like lovely. Mm. And then Wired is like matcha, tea leaves, like perk me up type of scent. So
I've got to smell Wired. I haven't smelled Wired.
Oh, you don't have
yet.
It.
I don't have Wired.
Okay.
I love braless. I've got braless going on right now, but Wired, I need that optimistic kind of zhuzh me up.
It's like, if you don't have time for coffee, Wired will do the same thing in a weird way. It has just like those notes in it. And so, yeah, obviously I like to have those in my powder room. Super proud of building that out.
I love braless though. Really cool.
Thank you.
Okay. So give us some bath. You just mentioned, okay, if you don't have time for coffee, get that Wired going. I think we still need a little caffeine. That's my
theory. I know.
But I like the idea of a combo.
I have to admit something, ladies. I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. I drink Diet Coke. But
okay, I have Diet Coke occasionally, but I always spook people with that coffee fact.
You know, people think I'm a wackadoo because I don't drink coffee. Jen loves a coffee.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why I'm a wackadoo.
Do you like any other energizing beverage?
I'm a water gal. I'm just like addicted to water. Like, I get so thirsty.
Good for you. She's honest. She has a little vanity cabinet. She drinks water.
All right, we gotta find something a little naughty about Erin by the time we're done.
Guys, I used to be a girl
boss.
You'll
be like, I'm too organized.
That was enough.
Recovering girl boss.
A recovering girl boss. So you know that's real shit.
That's kind of dark. Okay, so give us some bathroom rituals for people who don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
I know that you're really good at like a 2-minute face.
Yes. So it's like this, simplify your routine. You don't need 10,000 steps just because Instagram's telling you and TikTok's telling you that. Like, just figure it out. Do you need like some light exfoliation, maybe a serum and like a mist and go on your way? You know, you need to decide like how can you simplify? I think also what's really funny to me is like, I have such a limited amount of time that I actually think about like the functionality of the packaging. Like literally, I'm like, okay, if I go in the shower, I don't have time to like unscrew this beautiful body wash. Like, I need a pump so I can get in, get up, and get out.
Yeah.
And unless I'm doing my like nighttime routine, I have a little more time. But like in the morning, it's just about accessibility to me. And then I think my big tip is like, you have to decide if you want to go hair or makeup. You can't have both. Like, you know, like I either have good hair and like nothing really happening, just skincare on my face, or like I'll spend the time on my face. And because my face looks good, you guys don't care what my hair looks like, you know? So
your face looks good.
Excellent.
Your makeup looks beautiful. Okay.
You know,
does fashion play into that strategy? Like, good outfit, I don't even need the hair or the makeup?
So as I've gotten older, I think personally I've become like a Mark Zuckerberg uniform type person. I'm just like, I'm just gonna wear the same thing. I'm gonna wear good jewelry. I'm gonna have good makeup. And like, that's it. And wear sneakers. Like, I'm all about comfort. That's my like main priority. And maybe that's boring. I don't know. You guys tell me. But like,
yeah.
You're on trend.
Yeah, like I'm done with fashion. I've fully moved towards beauty. Like, I'm a convert. It's all about like, just I'll change up my makeup look or whatever. But I don't know, with fashion, like, we've also been living in a pandemic. I don't know. I've gained like 15 pounds and all my clothes fit. So it's like about the democratic piece of beauty, you know?
But don't you think, I mean, you were so in the fashion world for so long. Like, I'm curious your perspective. Like, don't you think you can be comfortable and fashionable? Like, I feel like
fashion is
no longer like you need, you know, Manolos and clothes that
an Hervé Leger dress.
Yeah, like, you know,
I was trying to think of the most uncomfortable thing I could.
Like, I feel like there are clothes that are comfortable and cool.
I agree. I totally agree. But the thing I think about fashion now is like, you know, when we were coming up as interns and whatnot, there was like seasons and calendars. Now it's like anything goes. Like, literally, there, like, a trend is so fast. And so it's not about that, like, oh, I'm jonesing to wait for this Alta Zara sweater that I saw 6 months ago. Like, it's not about that. It's about just like whatever mm-hmm. happens. If Hailey Bieber walks out in something, boom, that's the trend. And then the next day it's over. So I don't know.
Totally.
It's so different now. It's so fast, you know?
Do you think that's harder for the fashion community, or do you think it's like they've adapted and it's all good?
Yes and no. You know, I think some of the designers like kind of got stuck in the past because they're like, this was my business model, this was my approach, and this is all that I know. And others pivoted and realized that like DTC was the next thing, and kind of like, this is how the drop model is going to work, and we're going to go with it, and we're not going to have full. I mean, for us making apparel, it's like awesome that we don't have to have a collection. Like with Aaron Kleinberg, I had to have like a 60 piece collection and show it 3 times a year. Like, it was exhausting. So I think in many ways it is good. It feels modernized, but I don't know. I kind of miss the old days of like when that runway show was everything, but I'm old school now.
Yeah.
So
that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of Cydia's bathroom rituals that you remember.
Totally. So she, much like me, like really utilized the space in her bathroom for more so than even just beauty. I remember she was so immaculate at organizing, like all of her hosiery would be like next to her in her vanity. She had this like really a lot of storage in her vanity. So it was like the hosiery and her underwear and her bras, like that was her place of everything, you know, matriarchy, I guess. And so she was big on organizing. She loved her perfume. Like she wouldn't buy it for herself, but like her grandkids and kids would buy her like always Chloe, I remember. And she always had it on the vanity. And it just meant so much to her that we bought. She didn't really care what it smelled like, but she just loved that we bought it for her. The most important thing about Cydia's rituals is she was so freaking moisturized all the time. She was high. I told you this, Jess. She was always so hydrated. And we would sit at the kitchen table, just kind of like shoot the shit, have tea. And she had her little handwritten notes and her phone. She was such a big phone gal. And she would just be moisturizing her hands to hell. And like, even till her last day, her skin was so like, not flawless, but it was so moist. I don't know. That was her thing. Yeah.
That's really
my grandma had cold cream. That was like my introduction to cold cream, which is such a cool. I love the concept of cold cream. It just sounds fabulous,
it
right?
It sounds so fabulous. And like, speaking of cold cream, I mean, one of my addictions is my Amazon ice roller. Do you guys use one of those?
I don't.
We had a guest on, and her thing was all about ice. And I swore Lauren after I Bostic. Talked to her, I was gonna. Yep, Lauren Bostic, and I was like, "Yep, I'm gonna get into it." And the device just feels
it's too
like
cold.
One step extra for me. Yeah,
it's too cold. God.
Maybe there's something about my what basal body temperature or something. But like, so, I mean, for me, I feel like I get so much like TMJ at night, you know, like I grind my teeth, super stressed, and the ice roller like relieves that. Like, I mean, listen.
It like forces your muscles to relax.
Even after a day of Zoom, like how much do we smile? Like, isn't your face exhausted at the end of the day? So mine is. I don't know.
You don't find it.
Look at my shoulders right now. They're like up near my headphones. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, you do. You tend to tense up in front of the
Jen
and I have Raynaud's though. Like, I just feel like I can't have one more cold. My fingers are cold right now. My toes are cold.
Oh.
She's Canadian. She can handle it.
Yeah. Like, I know. I don't even want to tell you guys that I like take cold showers and then I take hot showers.
Good night. Okay. Yeah, let's move on. Okay. And then I want to know, you know, with Menier, you've worked with so many incredible brands. You've just like, you know, told us about a few of them. Which project or what, like, tell us a brand that felt really personal to you. I'm not going to make you pick a favorite because I know that's going to cause some that's going to make some waves.
It's really tough.
Which one felt like a real heart project?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I guess one of the projects that like really is sticking with me, especially right now, is one that we did with Way Hair Care because they were launching their supplements. And we had this idea with Jen to create this like awesome pill box with Off-White and Virgil. And so luckily for us, we got to have that opportunity to be like one of those people that he texted with, you know, all those stories of him like texting like crazy. And he was on a flight to Paris and we're like, Virgil, we got to make this pill box. And like, we ended up doing it. We made this beautiful mailer that went out together, but just like being able to, you know, have that moment with him and partner together to make something. And those little pill boxes are like on eBay now for $200, but they cost like 50 cents to make. So that was a really special project to me. But I think in general, just being able to work with these revolutionary founders who have these ideas and have the fearlessness to bring these products to market that are so different, like Katie Starino with Megababe, like she's brilliant, you know? She came to us for the
branding. One of our favorite guests ever.
Yeah.
Besides Erin Kleinberg.
Oh my God, please. Stop. No, but Katie, it's like her products are so genius and they're just breaking the mold. And I think Deepika from Live Tinted, I don't know if you guys have interviewed her, but you know, her products and trying to really create products for POC and really like her Hue Guard doesn't leave a white cast. I don't know if you guys have tried it, but it's so incredible. And breaking the mold, you know, who else? I guess, you know, Augustinus Bader. I mean, like Professor Bader, like this man is revolutionary. So just being able to be in the room with these founders and hearing their vision and how they're going to execute it and activate it is hugely inspirational for me. And I mean, the fun ones are also like when we get to work with like Cindy Crawford for her beauty brand, or like we just shot Brooke Shields for Jordache. So, you know, having an old school 80s supermodel, 90s supermodel moment is fun too. But for me, I think it's really the founders. So inspiring.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So Erin, before we let you go, we need to know, what are products that you always have on display? You gave us a few before, but then also the ones that you don't like to keep out.
Under the gun here. Okay.
You hit us with the Chanel Hermes.
Yes, yes, yes. So there's a new brand, Joaquina Botanica.
Bread, yes. What's the name of it?
It's called Joaquina Botanica. And it is so good. She has two products. She's just launching a new product, but it's an oil and a mist. And like, I am just in love. I've been devouring those products. They're super
Can you amazing. Say the name of it again? Just sorry, yeah. Something Botanica.
Joaquina Botanica.
Joaquina Botanica. Okay.
Yeah. I'll send you the link after. Okay. What other products, you guys?
And just a reminder to everyone, we're putting all of Erin's products on our blog and our Shop My Shelf.
Okay. Holy Grail, Kristen S. She has a spray detangler, a dry spray detangler that I actually use on my daughter's hair as well. Love. Price is Right. Gorgeous look. And it's just like, it's been one of my favorite products this year. I highly recommend. I have a huge crush on Pharrell. Anytime I'm at like an event, I chase him and everyone around me is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And so Human Race has been a new addition to the family. And I really love it because it's like a great exfoliant that's not too rough. And you don't have to leave it on for 3 minutes or anything. It's just like a cleanser. You just kind of put it on and it works. And I love that he has Braille on the packaging. I think it's brilliant. Sangre de Fruta.
Love that brand.
Oh my God. Dead.
Love that brand.
So good. So luxe. So beautiful. It's made in Canada. I believe in BC. Woman led. Like couldn't love them anymore. Oh my gosh. I mentioned soaps. What else? Everest is also a Canadian startup. They make waterless shampoo and conditioner. Really, really brilliant. You can get like tons of washes out of this product.
Wait, do they do a shampoo bar?
No, it's in a tube. It's in like a metal tube that can fully be recycled, but you can get so many washes out of it. You have to try it. It's so good.
I love that because the Fat Mascara family has been looking and looking for shampoo bars that are not drying. Mm. But this is waterless, so we're getting there.
It's really good.
That's good.
Yeah, highly
and fully sustainable packaging. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. What else? Palm. Do you guys know Palm? It's like my favorite sanitizer, and they have the cutest little pump that looks like a Sonos. P-A-U-M-E. Cute. What else? I mean, I'm trying to think of anything that I don't keep out, but everything, people are so good at packaging these days. So like nothing is really too hideous.
And like like Kristen S, like you, it doesn't have to be super expensive. It could still look good.
No, it's
I'm
gorgeous.
Looking for a new detangler. So, you know, I'm of my hair, I feel like, detangler is like my new product that I'm obsessed with. So thank you for the recommendation.
You know, it's really good too. The Crown Affair conditioner, super awesome. It's really, really good at getting tangles out. I'm so proud of Diana. Like she has crushed the earth. I use her towel incessantly. And yeah, what else do I got? I guess one thing I didn't admit that's not a brand, but I put eucalyptus in my shower, or I have like a eucalyptus spray in my shower. Like I'm really into having scent in the shower.
That's an amazing, I can't believe you almost left that out because that's a major spa like tip. Okay.
You put the oil, the straight oil.
So actually funny story. I don't know if you've been to the Four Seasons Spa ever, but they have a eucalyptus spray that they like have for use in the shower. So one time I was like, I just fucking love this spray. Like what's up? And they're like, here's a little sample. So I'm like just using this sample in the shower.
Wait, they sell it or they personally
I think use they, it? I think they, no, you can use it in the shower when you're there at the spa. And then they gave me a sample of it that's been lasting me. It's like this big, whatever. But I think you can buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And awesome. There's also other ways of disseminating scent in the shower that Cydia is exploring, but you'll have to stay tuned.
Disseminating scent in the shower. I even like the way you said it.
Yes, yes. And then I'm just trying to think. The other thing I like love so much is catch-alls. Like I have catch-alls everywhere that just hold like jewelry or Palo Santo or like anything that you have around. I have them on my night table. I have them in my bathroom, like wherever I have space for one. I just love a good little tray. It's like, you know, the trinkets, the heirlooms. I just love that concept.
Good for organization and and design.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the Fat Mascara 5 before we let you go. Okay. You've given us a really serious shopping list, by the way. Okay. This was
I feel guilty.
No, don't feel guilty. It was really handy. I want to get
guilty about the electrician bill when I move my sconces.
I need to be on FaceTime to help you discuss like the placement of the sconces.
The exact placement. Please. Okay, ready? Quick and dirty.
Okay.
What is the best career advice you ever got? First thing that comes to mind.
Trust your intuition and your gut. Straight up.
Worst career advice you ever got?
Don't listen to your intuition. Listen to me. Okay, no, I'll give you another. Worst career advice. It wasn't the worst advice I ever got, but they gave me advice on something. And instead of kind of like crowdsourcing and listening to myself and making the decision for myself, I just like listened to him like straight up and blind. And that was a mistake. You got to like crowdsource and decide.
Like what? You don't have to get like too specific, but what happened?
A certain retailer wanted to carry the brand in the early days, Cydia. And I really wanted to do it, even though the numbers kind of didn't make exact perfect sense. And he was just like, I don't think you should do it. I think you should like wait. And I just punch myself every day. I'm like, why didn't you do it?
You didn't trust your gut.
Didn't trust my gut. Exactly.
Okay. Favorite drugstore. These are easier now.
Yeah.
Favorite drugstore beauty product.
L'Oreal Voluminous Mascara.
Favorite snack.
Chocolate. Like more specific.
Yeah.
Like Smarties or chocolate almonds or something of that nature. That's my caffeine, I guess.
And then what is your comfort food movie?
Comfort food movie. What does that mean? Like,
this is on. Love this. I'm going to stay and watch it.
Oh, I love The Holiday.
That's a goodie. That's a great comfort food movie.
Good.
So good. Yeah. Right? And then when I need like fashion comfort food movie and to remind me of my roots, I watch The Devil Wears Prada.
That'll take you back.
It'll take me back. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. This is such an honor. This is really fun.
Congratulations on Cydia.
Thank you so much. We're just starting, Jess, but I'm really pumped for what's to come.
Me too.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.